parasha, we read about the sad episode of Yaakov and his family staying in Shechem. Rashi, in the beginning of the parak afterwards, explains that the story happened to Yaakov because he was meant to continue to Beit El and not stop in Shechem. Which is a big lesson about making sure we continue our journey to the place we're supposed to be and don't stop halfway. What I'd like to speak about briefly is about the discussion between Yaakov and the brothers about what the right response was to the situation Dina was in. And of course, as we read in the Torah, when Yaakov first hears about the story, he does not take action. He waits. He waits for everyone to come home. And we don't hear from Yaakov what his plan would have been. Of course, it's Shimon and Levi who take action in a very extreme way. And Yaakov who criticizes them. What is Yaakov's criticism of them? It isn't moral, ethical critique of what they did, but more of a practical, strategic fear that what they did in Shechem will spill over and will endanger the Jewish people. A very understandable concern. We know how often the Jewish people are threatened, how sensitive and important an issue Jewish survival is, and making sure we don't do things that will threaten our continuation as a live, vibrant people. Jews always have to be careful, cautious, afraid to make sure that we protect the survival of the Jewish people. But what's interesting about the way the Torah tells us this story is that that is not where the story ends. The Torah gives the last word to Shimon and Levi, who respond to Yaakov's critique with a question. And their question is, Hachizona yaseh achotinu. Yaakov trumps Jewish survival. The brothers respond and say, is Jewish survival important at any cost? Is all we care about the fact that the Jewish people will continue to survive, even if their values are lost along the way? And of course we know that there are many situations where we suggest that a person lose their life, sacrifice their life over sacrificing their ideals. There are ideals that are more important than life itself. If life itself can only be saved by murdering another, or even through arayot or avodah zarah, it's not worth continuing to live under those circumstances. If it can only be saved through a minor sin or even a minor issue in a situation where others will be impacted, life is not worth saving under those circumstances. The survival of Judaism is more important than the survival of the Jews, because Jews mean something because of their Judaism. I think this is a very important message for the state of Israel and for the state of the Jewish people in Chutz Laaretz, eternally and even more so at this point. The state of Israel is being critiqued for the action it takes in settling the land of Israel at sensitive times where it threatens the ma'amad of the state of Israel. One can have different opinions to that matter, but irrespective of the notion that all that's important is survival is incorrect. We have to decide what our values are, and not every value justifies endangering ourselves, but some do. Recently, the Pew study of the Jewish people came out, and we're seeing how Jews are intermarrying, being lost. And there are many who suggest that to maintain Jews within the fold, we need to sacrifice the most basic principle, maybe all of our principles. And of course, the conclusion of the story with Shechem shows us that that is incorrect. We have to make sure that we're ensuring the survival of something worth ensuring. And what we see in the Pew study and other studies also is that our survival hinges on our values too. When we lose our values, Jews stop surviving, because their survival is because of the values that they cherish. They are the reason we continue to survive. So it isn't really a question whether we trump Jewish survival or the survival of Judaism, because they're one and the same. If we protect our Judaism, we ensure Jewish survival. Let's make sure this week to figure out how we're going to strengthen for ourselves and others